Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Tea's enticing aroma dissipates so quickly after it is brewed that it prevents ready-to-drink manufacturers from capturing one of the beverage's most desirable characteristics. Oxidation then takes its toll, reducing shelf life and altering the tea's flavor within the can. Kyle Bossard, Director of Business Development, joins us today to explain why Snapchill, a Massachusetts-based technology and bottling company, is venturing into tea. Snapchill's patented innovative heat exchange method produces canned teas that capture hot brewed tea's delicate aroma and full flavor. Teas are rapidly cooled to 38 degrees Fahrenheit, that's about 4 degrees Celsius, without dilution and then nitrogen flushed to purge oxygen. As Bossard explains, the key is to chill the tea rapidly during the brewing process, it takes about a minute, ensuring it retains its flavor and on-shelf stability. Kyle Bossard joined Snapchill in 2020. He previously worked as a coffee director in Boston's hospitality segment after graduating with a degree in anthropology and philosophy from the University of Arizona and a master's in healthcare communication from Boston University. Kyle knew Snapchill co-founders David DeSalt and Michael Carotto from their work producing a cold brew alternative, Snapchill Cold Coffee, an innovative process to brew coffee hot to be enjoyed chilled. The company, founded in 2017, initially sought to sell its technology, but established a Green Bay, Wisconsin canning facility to serve roasters nationwide for e-commerce and direct distribution to regional retail stores. Snapchill has since adapted the brewing process to produce canned tea. Welcome to Tea Biz, Kyle.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very excited for this conversation.
Today's RTD is not the heavily sweetened, artificially colored, and flavored RTD of even a decade ago. The new way of presenting RTD tea is authentically, with minimum manipulation, emphasizing functional benefits that appeal to younger tea drinkers. Revenue from canned and bottled tea far surpasses packaged teas. From 1990 through 2019, sales of traditional tea in the U.S. market grew by 298% to reach $2.58 billion, according to Euromonitor. During that same period, sales of RTD grew from $200 million to $7.6 billion, an increase of 3,800%. Sales last year topped $10.7 billion in the U.S. Quote, despite the popularity and availability of ready-to-drink options, self-prepared teas maintain the largest audience, especially those in tea bags, end quote, according to Mintel. This is because taste has been celebrated for centuries as the most appealing aspect of tea. The business of tea is to innovate and expand its availability while retaining its natural, diverse, and authentic flavors. Will you tell listeners how the Snapchill process advances RTDT?
That's a fantastic point you brought up. Before I dive into that, where the market is driving us towards, right, which is preserving that authentic flavor, preserving those beautiful aromas that you get when brewing tea at home, you know, in the comfort of your own home. And so the entire purpose of our company is to develop flavor, develop aroma, and capture that. And so how do we do that? Well, on the very basic surface, we brew to the highest standards that we can. Hot. We are not cold brew. We brew hot. And then while the tea is brewing, and in this case, towards the end of the cycle, we do a kind of hybrid immersion / forced brew method. But either way, while it's brewing towards the end, we actively chill the tea. And what does that all mean? That means that by the time the brewing cycle is finished, the drink is already chilled down to 38 degrees. And from there, we immediately push the tea in through a forced nitrogenated process that pushes all of the oxygen out, and that essentially prevents oxidation. And so the whole point is we brew hot, we allow these volatile aromatics, these beautiful, delicate aromas to develop, rapidly chill it, which slows the loss of that down, right? Instead of blowing off, it slows everything down, and then purge it. And so we capture all of those aromas. And so the end result is that when you grab a can of snap chill tea, you crack it open, you immediately get that burst of aroma that you normally only associate with hot tea, and especially the large players in RTD tea, which are, again, very sugar driven, not necessarily quality. You don't get any of that. Sure, maybe you'll smell some honey. All of that's artificial, as we know. But with our process, it's 100% tea. We don't add anything to it. And that is the end result in the can. So it's really exciting how you pick any tea you would like, whether it's an oolong or a green tea, golden green, and you open it up and you get these beautiful aromas. And as the can is breathing, it actually develops the aromas further. And so you get that slow oxidative change that happens with tea. And so it's a really wonderful product. It's really quite unique.
You mentioned 38 degrees. That's 38 degrees Fahrenheit, right? Around 4 degrees Celsius.
Correct. 38 degrees Fahrenheit.
Customers come into you, say they want to create authentic, naturally tasting tea. This is on trend.
Oh, 100% on trend. And in fact, the consumers nowadays, whether it's from millennials down to Gen Z, they're looking for authenticity. They're looking for real product. And you know, the way we like to talk about it is that intentional product, where it's coming from, how it's processed, how it's treated, that all matters now to the consumer and the entire beverage industry as a whole. The idea is that, you know, when you brew these beautiful teas at home, your entire home smells of this tea. And it doesn't even matter what tea you make, whatever tea you love, lavender, you get this wonderful, beautiful herbal lavender effused through the room. And it's part of the experience of drinking that. It's not just, oh, this tastes delicious. It's how does that make you feel? And it starts with the aroma. And so our idea was, okay, let's capture that magic. So when you open that can, you get these aromas that you normally only get with hot brew when you're sitting there doing the entire tea ceremony, if you will. And then it follows through with that sweetness where, you know, these beautiful, delicate, sweet flavors are brought forward without the need for sugar, because we're actually capturing the essence of what makes that beverage delicious. We work with a lot of beautiful tea providers, you know, to make product for them to sell for their own consumers. We like to consider ourselves the intel inside the can, right? And so whatever tea encapsulates their brand. There's one here in local Boston that does wonderful different green teas and black teas. Russian Caravan Blue Flower is one of my favorites that we snap chill for them. And it's incredible that you get this blue floral component to this wonderful black tea with no bitterness whatsoever. It's sweet and it's absolutely delicious. And of course, there's no sugar in it. And so you get all of those aromas, which just makes the experience of drinking the beverage that much better. It's quite magical.
Let's talk about seasonality.
In fact, if you can taste it within 6 months of picking, or let me rephrase it, put it in a can with the snap chill process in 6 months, it will preserve that experience through the rest of the year, right? A lot of who we work with will do seasonal releases, limited drops, but then also perhaps they'll keep a couple cans for a few months and then do another drop after that, right? We're past the first flush phase. And then now, hey, look, we can bring it back at a sudden time because that flavor is preserved in the can. And so, yes, seasonality is very important. And then our ability to capture those flavors and experience that that wonderful first flush throughout the year. It's really a unique proposition.
You're a tech company. Let's talk tech. Modern bottling and canning plants I visited reverberate with the sounds of pumps and conveyors, sophisticated mixers and blenders, brewing chambers, filtration equipment, fillers, sealers, and chillers.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually are going the opposite route. Our ethos is we want to make things as simple as possible. We're going to go back to first principles, right? Our founding engineer, who's a thermodynamic engineer, he always said first principles, thermodynamics. And so what does that mean? That means that, okay, we're going to brew hot. We're not going to reinvent the wheel. We've brought in many, many, many different tea experts to help us with our process. We don't pretend to be. Brew hot and then use our technology to chill very rapidly. It's a very simple apparatus. I'll use the analogy of a window air conditioning unit where hot air is brought in, right? You have a condenser, you have a heat exchanger that blows the hot air back out, and then cool air is blown out of the vents. And that's essentially what our technology is based off of. Our first prototype, which was built in Dave Dussault, who built in his garage, used a window air conditioning unit. You pour hot liquid at the top, you hit start, and it chills the liquid in real time, and you're done in a minute or so. And so we brew into a large chamber, we call it our chill pot, that has a patent-protected mixer and heat exchange process where actual coolant is used from a condenser that goes down, circulates through the liquid and back out, drawing the heat mechanically out of the liquid. And so it's a very, very rapid, and that's key, right? First principles, we want to capture those beautiful, delicate aromatics. The only way to do that is to rapidly chill, and then we can get that aroma into the can. And so it's actually quite simple. This technology, condensers, right, have been around for 60, 70 years at this point. They run forever. In fact, our chilling unit is far more robust than your brewing unit. Those chilling units, you can run them 24/7 and nothing ever happens to them. So it's actually quite a simple process when it's all said and done. And then from there, it goes straight into our nitrogenated, I guess there's a little bit of chemistry involved there, push the oxygen out, introduce nitrogen, and then go straight to the canning line. So it's quite a fast process. Cans are finished in about 40 minutes from when we brew the tea.
Teas and botanicals blended dry with several inclusions or brewed as a batch. Sometimes, however, it's preferable to brew the ingredients separately at lower or higher temperatures and blend wet.
This is a great point you bring up. We do brew everything separately into large bright tanks. They hold up to 250 gallons of liquid each. Think of them as a big milk carton on wheels, right? So we brew into these bright tanks. We purge with nitrogen any specific ingredient that's going into the final drink. And then we will simply blend once it's all down to temperature. So the tea does not enter those bright tanks until it's down to temperature. And then once they're all at the even temperature, it's very, very easy to blend. We're talking, again, refrigerated temperatures. Reactivity is very, very low. You know, you've already brewed using the different temperatures for whatever ingredient that requires. Green tea is vastly different than black tea, which is vastly different than any herbals that we're adding to it. And then from there, we can compose the final beverage in a separate container prior to can filling. So it's actually because of the way we set our process up, it's not actually a hurdle that usually disrupts our production flow.
What sort of developments excite you in this category? Geek out a little bit on that.
There are two main kind of pathways right now that I'm really excited about innovation. One specific to our technology, and that's actually heat retention. So our engineers are working on a way where we're capturing all this heat right from the hot brewed tea. Can we efficiently introduce that heat back into the system to help heat up the next batch of water? And we're seeing some success there. We want to increase that efficiency more and more. We think we can end up around 50-60%. Right now, we're around 20-ish percent. Again, it's all mathematical models that they're doing this right now. So that's very exciting, right? Can we increase our efficiency, reduce our footprint? I know with tea, it's a little harder to come up with figures, but on the coffee side, we use roughly 30% less water per serving than cold brew ready to drink out there on the market. We're also using 30% less beans So beans and water were much more efficient, which is great overall. I mean, think about a million cans, 30% less water is a significant savings on water, 30% less beans, significant saving on bean. We're not seeing the exact numbers with tea, right? Because there's such a variability in how you brew it, but we know we are efficient. We just don't know how much. So that efficiency is very exciting to me, especially as climate change completely alters the landscape of where this tea and coffee are being grown, right? In the case of coffee, it's being pushed up the mountains. So both in the efficiency of the technology side, the efficiency of the process, and how does that relate to the tea leaf, the coffee bean, and then, of course, the quality, right? We've already talked about the aroma, but capturing that high quality into a grab-and-go drink simply makes it more accessible, right? Because now you don't have to be an expert in brewing. Now, let's be honest, brewing tea well is very difficult. And there's an art form to that. And so if we can remove some of the hurdles of getting into high-grade tea and really delicious tea beverages by saying, here's a can, you grab it from your local grocery shelf, and it tastes like really unbelievably brewed tea, it's a great way to introduce someone to that. And that's ultimately what we want to do. We want to forward people's understanding of what tea is. There's so much out there, and our process captures that. It doesn't hide anything, but it highlights what is in that tea leaf. And so that's what really gets me excited, is that, you know, you can hand someone this product and they say, wow, what is this? I've never tasted anything like this, right? This is not your honest tea. This is not your Lipton tea. This is something completely different. And it's a major market disruptor without the pretension, right? We don't want to come off as pretentious. I don't want to come off as the coffee or tea nerd. I want to say, hey, look, like, this is something really cool. Try it. You know, it should be accessible to everyone. And I think that's what gets me really excited, is that because we're more efficient, we make things more accessible, we can really disrupt very long established markets.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Produced by AutoVita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.